the question technique that deepens connection. In a world where conversations often feel superficial and disconnected, mastering the art of asking meaningful questions stands out as perhaps the most powerful technique for creating genuine connection. Whether in professional leadership roles, team environments, or intimate personal relationships, the questions we ask shape the depth of our interactions and ultimately determine the strength of our connections with others. While most of us focus on what we say, the truly transformative moments in relationships often come from what we ask and how we listen to the answers. The right questions can open doors to understanding that no amount of talking could accomplish, creating space for authenticity, vulnerability, and growth between people. Questions do what statements cannot. They invite others into the conversation as active participants rather than passive listeners. They signal genuine interest, create emotional safety, and demonstrate respect for another's perspective. Most importantly, thoughtful questions show that you value someone's inner world enough to explore it. This technique, the strategic use of questions to deepen connection, isn't just a communication skill. It's a profound tool for human understanding that can transform every relationship in your life. As experts in interpersonal communication have noted, questions create mental and emotional bridges between people that might otherwise never form. The psychology behind effective questioning. What makes questions so powerful from a psychological perspective? When someone asks us a thoughtful question, several important psychological processes activate simultaneously. The validation effect: being asked a meaningful question signals that our thoughts and feelings matter. This validation fulfills a fundamental human need to be seen and heard. The mirror neuron response: good questions activate our mirror neurons, the brain cells responsible for empathy. As we process a question about our experience, we form stronger neural connections with the person asking. The vulnerability cycle: when someone asks a question that invites us to share something personal, it creates what psychologists call a vulnerability cycle. As we open up, the other person typically reciprocates, deepening mutual trust. The cognitive engagement factor: questions require active mental processing. Unlike passive listening to statements, answering questions engages multiple areas of our brain, creating stronger memory imprints of the interaction. Research consistently shows that people who ask meaningful questions are perceived as more likable, trustworthy, and emotionally intelligent. One study from Harvard Business School found that people who ask follow-up questions in conversations were rated significantly higher in responsiveness, a key factor in building rapport and connection. Understanding these psychological mechanisms helps explain why the question technique is highlighted by relationship experts as one of the most reliable ways to deepen intimacy and understanding in any relationship context. The question hierarchy: different types for different connections. Not all questions are created equal when it comes to building connection. Understanding the different types of questions and when to use them is essential for making this technique effective. 1. Open questions. These questions cannot be answered with a simple yes or no and typically begin with words like how, what, why, or phrases like tell me about. Example: what was the most meaningful part of that experience for you? Open questions create space for the other person to share freely and direct the conversation toward what matters most to them. They signal genuine curiosity and create opportunities for discovery. 2. Probing questions. These follow-up questions dig deeper into something the person has already mentioned, showing that you are actively listening and want to understand more. Example: you mentioned feeling conflicted about that decision. Can you tell me more about the different factors you were weighing? Probing questions demonstrate that you are not just passively receiving information but actively engaging with what the other person shares. 3. Reflective questions. These questions paraphrase what someone has said and check your understanding while inviting elaboration. Example: so it sounds like you felt unsupported during that project. Is that right? And how did that affect your approach going forward? Reflective questions show that you are processing what the other person is saying and care enough to ensure you've understood correctly. 4. Feeling-based questions. These questions specifically invite someone to share their emotional experience rather than just factual information. Example: how did you feel when you received that feedback? Feeling-based questions acknowledge that emotions are a valid and important part of human experience, creating space for authentic connection. 5. Hypothetical questions. These invite imaginative thinking and often reveal values, priorities, and desires. Example: if you could design your ideal work environment, what would it look like? Hypothetical questions can bypass defenses and reveal deeper truths about someone's hopes and dreams. The most skilled communicators know how to move fluidly between these different question types, creating a conversational dance that builds progressive layers of connection. Great leaders are particularly adept at using questions strategically, knowing when to use each type for maximum impact. Building trust through the art of questioning. Trust is the foundation of any meaningful connection, whether in professional or personal relationships. Strategic questioning is one of the most reliable ways to build trust because it demonstrates several critical elements. Genuine interest. When you ask thoughtful questions, you signal that you care about the other person's perspective, not just your own agenda. Respect for autonomy. Questions invite rather than demand. They create space for the other person to decide what and how much to share. Emotional safety. Well-framed questions create a container where vulnerability feels safe rather than threatening. Reciprocity. The back-and-forth nature of question-based conversations creates natural balance and mutual disclosure. According to relationship experts, trust develops through a series of small moments where people feel seen and understood. Intentional questions create these moments consistently, building a foundation of trust that can withstand challenges and conflicts. A particularly powerful trust-building approach is what psychologists call the progressive disclosure technique, starting with lighter questions and gradually moving toward deeper territory as comfort and safety are established. This patient approach honors the other person's boundaries while creating a pathway to meaningful connection. The leadership connection: how questions transform teams. In professional settings, the question technique takes on special significance. Leaders who master the art of asking powerful questions create teams characterized by psychological safety, innovation, and strong engagement. From command to curiosity, traditional leadership often relied on command and control approaches. Modern leadership recognizes that questions often accomplish more than directives ever could. Questions build loyalty in ways that commands cannot, creating buy-in rather than mere compliance. Questions that empower: when a leader asks, "What do you think we should do about this problem?" rather than dictating a solution, they accomplish several things simultaneously. They signal respect for team members' expertise. They create ownership of solutions. They develop critical thinking skills in their team. They often uncover insights they wouldn't have reached alone. Creating psychological safety: Google's famous Project Aristotle research identified psychological safety as the number one predictor of team effectiveness. Questions like "What might we be missing here?" or "How could we approach this differently?" create an environment where diverse perspectives are valued and people feel safe to contribute. Building consensus through inquiry: when teams face conflict or difficult decisions, skilled questions can help navigate these challenges. Questions allow leaders to be assertive without becoming aggressive, guiding teams toward aligned understanding. The question technique is particularly powerful for leaders communicating vision and strategy. Rather than simply stating a vision and hoping for adoption, asking questions like "What excites you about where we're headed?" or "How do you see your role in this future?" creates personal connection to organizational direction. Questions that transform intimate relationships. While professional applications are powerful, perhaps nowhere does the question technique create more profound impact than in our closest personal relationships. In marriages, partnerships, friendships, and family connections, intentional questions can transform the depth and quality of connection. Psychologists and relationship therapists have long observed that couples who maintain curiosity about each other tend to sustain satisfaction and intimacy over time. Asking meaningful questions prevents the assumption that we already know everything about our partners, keeping relationships fresh and evolving. Some particularly powerful questions for intimate relationships include values-based questions. What's something you believe strongly that you wish more people understood? When do you feel most like yourself? What's a principle you wouldn't compromise on, no matter what? Growth-oriented questions. How have your goals or dreams changed over the years? What's something you're still working on understanding about yourself? How has your definition of success evolved? Emotional connection questions. When was the last time you felt truly seen or understood? What makes you feel most loved and appreciated? What's something difficult you're experiencing that we haven't talked about? These types of questions create what relationship researcher John Gottman calls love maps, detailed understanding of your partner's inner world. Couples who regularly update these love maps through curious questioning report greater relationship satisfaction and resilience. Common question mistakes that block connection. While questions can powerfully build connection, certain questioning approaches can actually damage rapport and trust. Avoiding these common pitfalls is essential for making the question technique effective. 1. Interrogation style questioning. Rapid-fire questions without space for thoughtful answers create pressure rather than connection. This approach often feels like an interrogation rather than a conversation. 2. Leading questions. Questions that subtly push for a particular answer, don't you think you should? Invalidate the other person's authentic perspective and create resistance. 3. Judging questions. Questions that contain implied criticism, why would you do that? Shut down vulnerability and trigger defensiveness. 4. Performative questions. Asking questions just to appear interested while actually waiting to speak again is quickly detected and erodes trust. 5. Solution-focused questions too early. Jumping to how can we fix this? Before fully understanding someone's experience signals that you value solutions over their feelings. 6. Avoiding the hard questions. Only asking surface-level questions because deeper ones feel uncomfortable limits the potential depth of connection. Awareness of these pitfalls helps explain why some attempts at connection through questioning fall flat while others create breakthrough moments of understanding. Effective communication requires both technique and authenticity. Questions must come from genuine curiosity rather than manipulation or performance. Practical application, the question technique in action. Moving from theory to practice, how might the question technique look in everyday situations? Consider these scenarios. Scenario 1, team meeting. Instead of starting with your agenda and updates, try opening with, before we dive into today's topics, what's something you're excited about or challenged by in your work this week? This simple opener creates connection before content and establishes a tone of shared exploration rather than one-way information delivery. Scenario 2, one-on-one with a direct report. Rather than focusing only on tasks and deliverables, include questions like, what part of your work feels most energizing right now? And where do you feel you could use more support or clarity? These questions demonstrate care for the person beyond their productivity and often surface important insights about engagement and potential obstacles. Scenario 3, conflict resolution. Instead of defending your position or attacking theirs, try, I'd like to understand your perspective better. Can you help me see what's important to you in this situation? This question reframes conflict as a collaboration to reach mutual understanding rather than a battle to win. Scenario 4, deepening friendship. Rather than staying in comfortable patterns of conversation, try, what's something you've been thinking about lately that we haven't discussed? This question invites novelty and deeper sharing, preventing relationships from plateauing at surface-level familiarity. Scenario 5, romantic partnership. Instead of assuming you know your partner's feelings, try, what's something you need from me that you might not be getting enough of right now? This question creates space for honest communication about needs and demonstrates willingness to grow together. Developing your question technique, a practice, not a trick. Mastering the question technique is not about memorizing a list of perfect questions. It's about developing the genuine curiosity, present moment awareness, and emotional intelligence to ask what matters in each unique interaction. Some practical ways to develop this capacity include 1. The curiosity mindset. Cultivate genuine interest in others by reminding yourself that everyone has expertise, experiences, and perspectives you don't have. Approach conversations as opportunities to learn rather than perform. 2. Active listening training. The best questions emerge from careful listening. Practice focusing completely on what the other person is saying rather than planning your next response. Notice not just their words but the emotions and values beneath them. 3. Question reflection. After significant conversations, reflect on which questions created moments of connection and which fell flat. This reflection helps you develop intuition about what works in different contexts. 4. Comfort with silence. Meaningful questions often require thoughtful answers. Practice being comfortable with silence after asking a significant question, giving the other person space to reflect and respond authentically. 5. Self-awareness development. Notice when you're asking questions from genuine curiosity versus other motivations, like impressing others, controlling the conversation, or filling uncomfortable silence. Authentic questioning requires self-awareness. The transformative impact of question-based connection. When consistently practiced over time, the question technique creates transformative effects in both personal and professional spheres. In leadership, teams develop greater innovation, engagement, and resilience when leaders consistently use the question technique. Problems surface earlier, diverse perspectives get integrated, and commitment replaces compliance. In personal relationships, partners who maintain curious questioning avoid the trap of assuming they know everything about each other. Relationships remain dynamic and growing rather than stagnant or taken for granted. For individual growth, developing your capacity for meaningful questions enhances your emotional intelligence and relational abilities across all areas of life. You become someone who creates depth and connection wherever you go. Conclusion. Ultimately, the question technique is about more than just communication skill. It reflects a fundamental orientation toward human connection. It embodies the understanding that meaningful relationships develop not from showing what we know, but from exploring what we don't know about each other with genuine care and curiosity. In a world increasingly characterized by polarization and disconnection, the humble question might be our most powerful tool for building the understanding and connection we all deeply crave. By mastering this technique, you don't just become a better communicator, you become a builder of bridges between hearts and minds. The next time you're in a conversation that feels stuck at the surface, remember the power of a thoughtful question. It might just be the key that unlocks a door to connection you didn't even know existed.